A call to action today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and it's good to be back. I hope the summer break was good to you, at least as good as it could be, considering the COVID-19 situation that we continue to find ourselves in. Personally, I took the time to focus on my seminary studies and inch towards graduation this winter. I apologize for not getting any content out, but I do have good news. This past week, I sat down and mapped out the entire fall of the Ultimate Ground Rules podcast, along with a lineup of 4 to 5 interviews over the next few months that I'm confident will be of great benefit to you. If you're new to the show and you like what you hear, please take a minute to like, share, and subscribe to the show, or even leave a review on the podcast provider of your choice. Each of those helps others find this show. And the goal of this show is simple. It's to encourage coaches as they work to impact the lives of their athletes. Today, as we kick off the show for the fall, I want to spend a few moments challenging you with a focus as we move forward. If we took a moment to interview those around us and ask one simple question, do you feel like the world around you is chaotic? What do you think a majority of the responses you would get would be? I would have to believe that most people would acknowledge that their world is chaotic. Turn on the news for just a few minutes, and that's easy to see. In the past few months, our lives have been disrupted by COVID-19. Maybe as a coach, you thought this virus would be a non-issue by now. If you had asked most coaches back in March if we would still be dealing with it this fall, I think most would have at least expressed hope that that wouldn't be the case. However, the reality is that the virus is still an issue. Here in Tennessee, high school athletics are moving forward, but everyone is holding their breath that their next game will still be played and not be canceled. I also know several states' athletics are still paused, putting coaches and players in limbo. When will we get to play? This can be unsettling and chaotic, to say the least. On top of that, this summer has seen rioting and civil unrest that's also produced chaos. Some neighborhoods have been affected far more than others, but it's still a major issue at hand regardless of where you are. Additionally, we're in the midst of the 2020 presidential election. Regardless of where you fall politically, elections of this magnitude in the recent era, they've led to more chaos and negativity in the culture at large. And I'll be the first to admit, I love politics. People have often said of me that, hey, if you want to hit it off with him, talk politics, baseball, or the Bible. There have been many times this summer where I've had to pause and think before I hit the tweet button in regard to politics. And I must admit, many times I've failed. What do I mean? What am I talking about? Well, all of this chaos, whether real or perceived, can easily lead to too much negativity. In my opinion, there's already enough negativity going around. We definitely don't need to add to it. Heck, even baseball Twitter has become negative. Instead of just sharing knowledge, many claim that their way is better. And instead of helping others or attempting to help others, they just push people away. Why does this matter? Because the role of a coach matters, and that's where you come in. Think about the level of uncertainty and even chaos that you've dealt with in the past 6 months. How has it made you feel at times? How has it made you react at times? I openly admit that I've been frustrated, and sometimes I've expressed things in a lackluster manner. We've got to be better. All of that frustration you've dealt with, now imagine what it would be like to deal with that same frustration between the ages of 14 and 22. I'd imagine that that would be difficult to process, let alone deal with. Again, that's where we as coaches come in. Our players, whether they admit it or not, are looking for answers, and they're looking for guidance. In trying to figure out how to cope with their reality, they will look to us and how are we coping with our reality. I've spent time over the past few weeks thinking about this, and I believe our role as coaches has never been bigger or more important. It's time for us to shine as beacons of light. As believers, that's what we're called to do. And while it may seem like an impossible task, it's not impossible if we're anchored to Christ. This is a call to action. As we begin school this fall, regardless of what that looks like, and I'm sure in many cases it's going to be a little different, we must strive to be a source of hope for our student athletes. Well, how do we do that? That's a thought that I've wrestled with, and I keep coming back to the words of Paul in Philippians 4:8. He says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is in any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." In the midst of difficult circumstances and increased negativity, I believe this to be the answer. Focus on that which is pure, commendable, and worthy of praise. These must be the things that we think about and demonstrate on our campuses and as we deal with others in all walks of life. Many have been shaken and are searching for solid footing. This is a prime opportunity for the gospel to take root and for lives to be changed. Instead of contributing to the negative, we as coaches must be intentional about our approach this fall. We must follow these words of Paul, stay anchored to Christ, and strive to build up those around us, because that coach will change lives. That will have true and lasting impact. And I truly believe that you, coach, are up to the challenge. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.